we called it then.
Oh, I see.
Well, I guess it, yeah, well, Cameron Junior High, that's what it was then. Mm-hmm. And of course, right now, that was a long time ago when I was going. It was not the new school that we have now. At that time, it was down on Fifth Avenue, well, after the schools were, you know, rebuilt. Mm-hmm. This school is a high school now.
Oh, I see. And can you tell me about any clubs that you're in, if you've traveled, what kind of friends you have, or, you know, are they in certain clubs, or just in general?
Is this social? Are you speaking of social or church clubs or anything like that?
Yeah, who your social contacts are.
Well, as far as the social, now I don't belong to a social club. I did belong to a woman's club. It was a, it was called True Pal Social Club. That was back when I was much younger. And that is about the only social activity as far as a club that I was in. I usually attend social functions that my friends belong to, because I used to go. I have go to the sorority parties. I mean, you know, they have the fraternity affairs that they have, but I don't belong to them. But I have friends who do, and they are alumnus, and we used to go to things like that.
Okay, and I still think you're pretty involved in the church, aren't you?
Yes.
So
now, yes.
Well, you were telling me about this Sunday school or Bible school.
Oh, yes. Vacation Bible School is going on now. And every year it's around this time. And I take an active part in that. I'm not in the teaching part this time. I'm usually the chairman of the hostess committee. And we have the refreshments for our kids.
And it just goes on during the summer.
Yes. It's because the kids are out of school, and it's called Vacation Bible School, and it's usually just, it just lasts a week.
Wow. What church do you go to here? What's the name
of it? It's Bass, B-A-S-S, Street Baptist Church. It's a missionary Baptist church.
Is that around here? Because
yes, it's right up here, 12th and Caldwell. Are you familiar with 12th Avenue?
I just passed it.
Yeah, oh, did you really?
Well, I went all the way down Wedgwood.
Oh, my goodness. But, you know, when you were telling me that the other day, you said you had a map, and I was wondering if you had a new map, because, see, Wedgwood has not always been this all the way. Oh, my goodness. I guess you didn't have trouble.
I kept going. Well, you see, man gave us this map. You know, somebody we met said, oh, I've got a map for you.
Oh, really? Well, well, most streets that is the back of the house now, that's called, used to be, and that's what's on the map, I'm sure. But even at that, if I had known that was the map you had, it still, you could still have found it very easily, because you go straight, you get and turn left on. Well, you finally found it. Did you ask someone?
No, I just came back this way and turned and went down there.
And it was just a coincidence, because as I was coming down the street, I thought that I remembered your station wagon on the lot of the function house. You know, I saw you all leaving one day, and I thought that looked like you, and you were driving slow, and I thought then, well, you probably was lost.
Now I found it.
Have you traveled much at all?
Yes, I usually go someplace every year.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go to St. Louis every year because my son, he would go there in the summers and stay with his father. This is my second husband I have now. And we used to go there every weekend, every the weekend, just before time for him to leave, to pick him up. And but you know, I've been to Indianapolis and Chicago and